Thank you. Good morning. I don't plan things. I kind of like improvisation, so I brought my arsenal of stuff, and I listened to the songs and the sermon and to find something appropriate that I think fits into the spirit of this. Living in a world of regret begot by a lifetime of regrets, living on those mean streets, the geometry of wrong turns and dead ends. But that's a whole nutter way of living. A roll of the dice, snake eyes staring, two bad choices equal nothing but despair. Sin's been seen, horror's been felt, etched in the blood on the walls of memory. An archaeologist is needed to crack the code of suffering. But that's a whole nother way of living. A prison bro say his hood was the block, and on his block there was nothing but them streets. But that's another whole nother way of living. A prison bro say his block was the block, and on his block there were sidewalks that ran along them streets. But that's a whole nother way of living. A prison bro say his hood was the block, and on his block there were alleyways that run along them sidewalks that run along them streets. But that's another whole way of living. A prison bro say his hood is the trailer park, and there ain't no sidewalks, and there ain't no alleyways, just streets. But that's a whole nother way of living. A roll of the dice, snake eyes staring, two bad choices equal nothing but despair. A prison bro say, confined to a wheelchair, his left side paralyzed from a stroke. He look out on the world from his right eye. His left eye is covered with a black patch, 'cause cancer took it. But that's a whole nother way of living. He say his only regret in life is that when his mother died, his hands were not round her throat, choking the life out of her for what she did to him when he was a boy. How can a man want to kill his mama? But that's a whole nother way of living. A roll of the dice, snake eyes staring, two bad choices equal nothing but despair. A prison bro say he been in misery for 3 years. His body racked with tumors, colon rupture, staph infection, blood clots, and medical treatments intended to save him. All trying so hard to kill him that he almost forgot that the cancer will. 'Cause there ain't no cure. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of government money been spent to keep his body alive just so he can die in prison. Yet no matter how much he crave death, he cannot be the cause. Yet no matter how much he want to lash out at others to pay for his perceived injustices, he cannot be the cause. It makes his suffering all the more insufferable. He pretend that he not living a meaningless, anonymous death inside some cave, inside some cage, inside some corner, inside some prison. But that's a whole nother way of living. A roll of the dice, snake eye staring, two bad choices equal nothing but despair. Prison brothers know the aloneness of loneliness, waiting for Godot. They say he coming. I was built for running, but I dream of flying. I work with about 200 men in Muskegon prisons, two prisons, seven circles. I call them restorative circles of reconciliation, and I put art, theater, and the works of William Shakespeare in the center of it to help those men find words for the trauma that they have suffered, words that they don't have in their natural tongue, unspeakable things. And in Shakespeare, they find the words. And when they speak those words that speak of their trauma, they begin to heal. Because the only way to heal trauma is to give breath and words. And soon, in this circle of reconciliation, safety, they begin to find their own words for the trauma that they have suffered. And when they tell their story, someone sitting in the circle hears their story and says, "Hey, I'm in there. I'm not alone." And soon they're able to share their trauma, to tell their story in their own words, and the healing begins. Thank you.